You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trenaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 137, Negative Emotions Retard Your Spiritual Growth. Welcome back to the show and happy anniversary. We're celebrating our two-year anniversary this month. It's hard to believe that we started this podcast 2 years ago on September 1st of 2015. Time truly flies. I want to thank everyone for your love and support, including Audioboom. Thanks to all the listeners who reached out to me over the past month to let me know how much you love and appreciate this podcast, and for letting me know how much you enjoy the show and how much is changing your life. Thank you. It means a lot, and it encourages me to continue to bring the messages of spirit to you, because some of you really are taking flight with them, and that's what I'm here for. And now let's get on with today's message, which is titled, Negative Emotions Retard Your Spiritual Growth. This message is very important because so many people don't realize how entertaining negative emotions slows you down and blocks you spiritually. We've spoken about negativity on many occasions, and sometimes we just need to be reminded to avoid it at all costs. That's easier said than done, I know, because of the world we live in. But we must remember how powerful negativity is and how unhealthy it is for us. Nothing good grows in negativity. It only cultivates bad things like germs and bacteria, things that decompose and destroy your life, literally. As a rule, if you're on a spiritual path, you should be avoiding as much negativity as possible. And so that means less and less television in your life. As we all know, one of the worst things you can do is to listen to or watch the news. So much of it is not true anyway, but regardless of it being true or not, you feel completely drained and hopeless. And only rarely do they ever cover anything that seems to be positive. And those are always the shortest stories. And then they're on to the next tragic one to depress you even more. They are constantly feeding you low vibrational information that makes you feel bad and disempowered. This is by design. Your negative emotions are actually food that others feed off of, literally. Some entities need your negative emotions in order to exist. This is very real, and maybe we'll touch on that at a later time. But you must realize that it's up to you to guard your mind and your life, to only allow higher vibrations to enter into your world. Your mind is the most sacred of all spaces because it's the birthplace of all reality. Everything in our universe is created from thought. Don't be foolish and take low vibrations lightly because they have the power to destroy you. Spirit says that negativity is the reason why humans are stuck. We're stuck on a mass consciousness level in the mire of negativity. It's so easy to get caught up in this low energy because it's all around you every day. But you have to work consciously to avoid being its victim. People are literally going mad, completely out of their minds, because they are consumed with hatred and destruction for what they believe are others. But in their unconscious state, they are unaware that they are only hating themselves and wanting to destroy their own reflection. You're the only one here, and everyone else is a mirror of you, literally. It's all an illusion. It's like a schizophrenic dream. But the point is, you must wake up from it. We're here to become self-aware. This is all part of the awakening process, self-awareness. This expansion of consciousness allows you to see that you're the creator of your reality, and you draw by the power of attraction your like vibration into your life. The more aware you become of this ability, the more acutely you feel when it's off, when something's not quite right. When you start to feel bad, you immediately become aware of how it plays out in the world around you. It's immediate. However you feel is what determines your experience. If you're irritated, then expect more irritating things to occur around you. If you're at peace, then peace will reign in your life. It's really that simple and clear. It's very obvious when you're conscious of how you feel, and then you become aware of what's manifesting around you. This doesn't mean that you'll never feel negativity or that you're never supposed to feel it, but you become more acutely aware of it as you raise your vibration. You just need to get rid of it as soon as possible. Don't allow it to fester and grow in your environment or in your life. When something starts to make you feel less than good or it begins to take your joy, then that's when it's time to step back and take a walk or meditate to clear the negative energy. You need to look into it and find out what's making you feel heavy or dark and then deal with it. Remove negativity from your environment in whatever form it takes. Don't allow negativity or negative people to flourish around you because all they can do is bring you down. Be strong enough to take a stand for positivity in your life, and you determine who and what you allow to exist in your life. If it's a work environment and you have little control over the others around you, then it may be time to look for another job. It's that serious, because the more you allow this energy to exist in your life, the more powerful it becomes over you and your manifestations. You can't create the life of your dreams and you're always miserable. These two are not a vibrational match. In order to be powerful in your life, you have to feel good. You have to feel powerful. It's that simple. Your power is in your inner peace, and your ability to create what you want in your life comes from being in a place of joy and having inner power. This is how you start to grow and begin to take your power back. Free yourself from all forms of negativity. And believe it or not, that's when you'll start to bring more of what you want into your reality. It all starts with a thought. Start working on changing your perspective of things to a more positive way of seeing them, and immediately you'll feel empowered over a situation. If nothing else works, then it may be time for you to completely remove yourself from a negative situation. That is, if you want to continue to grow spiritually, because that environment can do nothing but take your power away and hold you back. It retards your growth. Make a determination to take your power back and strive to move upward in vibration, allowing only the highest and the best to enter into your life. Spirit wants us to remember that we hold the keys and only you can choose to give your power away or to take it back. Don't let anything hold you down or prevent you from growing. You have a great work to do on this planet. So start focusing on what makes you feel good and do more of the things that make you feel light and happy inside. This is where you get your power back. This is when you get your power back. When you feel good, you draw more things into your life that make you feel good. That's just the way it works. So nothing is more important than the way you feel. Start feeling good about life. That's the key. Until our next show, be love, peace, and good health.
You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. You can do whatever you want. Just believe it, believe it. We'll be right back.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe it, believe it.